Edward Montreal.
It's flanked on both sides by two large man-made lakes.
Yeah, Lake Barkley and Kentucky Lake. Thank you very much. Darrell Armstrong, The Land Between the Lakes, The Great Escape. Enjoy the great outdoors. I'm John T. Casey.
Weather seen tonight, fair skies with a chance of scattered frost in the outlying areas, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers toward morning. The low in the mid to lower 40s near the lake and in the mid to lower 30s in the outlying areas. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. Fair on Saturday night with a low in the low 30s in the suburbs and the mid 40s near the lake. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. Midway Airport now reports 48 degrees, 45 at the lakefront, 36 degrees at DuPage County Airport, and 39 degrees at O'Hare Field. The humidity is 56% and the wind is west at 4 miles per hour.
We're those news people. CBS Radio for the Midwest. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
The lottery's Car a Day giveaway. The new stub game on the regular 50-cent ticket has 91 brand new cars waiting for you to win them. Let's see what cars talk about while they're waiting.
Hey, I know you. You're Volare, right?
Sure am. And you're Granada?
Right. Hey, what's a girl like you doing in a lottery like this?
Being given away like you, of course. 91 brand new cars like us go to winners in the new Car Day giveaway.
Yeah, the regular lottery goes on as usual, too, with 11,000 chances to win cash per million tickets sold.
From $5 to $200,000, plus an extra chance to double.
Yeah, up to $400,000.
So I hear.
Hey, that's a nice name, Volare.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, my name was a popular song once, too. Granada. But you don't hear it much anymore, except from accordion players.
And the Mavericks over there used to have their own TV series.
Oh, no, those were cowboys. Talking cars bombed on TV.
Oh, but radio's too smart for that, of course.
No question.
Car a Day giveaway on sale now. It could be the best bargain you'll ever drive.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Of all the mathematical plane figures that exist, rhomboid, square, parallelogram, et al., the one that causes the most trouble in the human comedy is the triangle. This is the story of a very special triangle called the isosceles, the one that has two equal sides, the third unequal. Because this is a story of that phenomenon, we should consider some other actuarial figures. The chance of twin birth is about 1.25%. But the varieties of twins, the least likely and the most potentially disturbing, are monozygotic, or so-called identical twins, like Joyce and Janice Adams.
This is what you go for, Joyce. Life, your kind of music.
Sure. My thing.
Yeah. You take it over Tchaikovsky.
Does it matter all that much?
Nothing with us can ever matter that much. Or anything. So here. Here, take it all, baby.
What are you doing? You'll never get rid of me! Oh, Adam!
Oh! Our mystery drama, The Tortured Twins, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Marion Seldes and Paul Hecht. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and CertainTeed Fiberglass Attic Insulation. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You know, some cars that are economical aren't terribly exciting.
This certainly isn't terribly exciting.
Well, you can't have everything.
And some cars that are fun aren't very economical.
This certainly isn't very economical.
Well, you can't have everything.
Ah, but the Opel Isuzu is different. It has things like a hefty overhead cam engine, rack and pinion steering, reclining bucket seats, and a short-throw 4-speed transmission.
Gee, a short-throw sounds like fun.
Certainly does.
Want to try it?
Certainly do. Good one. Now I'll throw you.
And besides all that fun, the Opel Isuzu also gives you mileage you wouldn't believe. According to the EPA, with standard 4-cylinder engine and 4-speed transmission, the Opel Isuzu gets an estimated 23 miles per gallon in the city and a big fat 36 on the highway, bearing in mind, of course, the fact that your mileage may vary.
Bob, we just passed another gas station.
Yeah, and wasn't it fun?
The exciting, economical Opel Isuzu at your Buick Opel dealers.
If you or someone you love is age 50 to 80, I urge you to get ready to respond to this announcement. Now, even though you are age 50 to 80, you can buy life insurance with no physical examination and no medical questions. You cannot be turned down or charged higher rates because the Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company guarantees your premium to be just $6.95 a month, and your policy will even accumulate cash value. This is Prime Life 50 Plus, and because of the 2-year limited benefit period, this policy guarantees life insurance to everyone age 50 to 80, regardless of health. This offer expires soon, so call by October 31st for free information in the mail. Here's the number.
Nature and necessity, hemmed in by our beliefs, our prejudices, our backgrounds, and the world we have specifically made for our own. But no one is more circumscribed in the life he lives than the actor, the performer, the one in the public eye. Like all Homo sapiens within the jungle of life, this particular breed has its own gathering and watering places and is subject to a rigid pecking order, as, for example...
Come on, Adam, baby. Answer. You just gotta be home. You can't have left for the theater, not without... Oh, come on.
Adam Duncan speaking.
This is your wife, Joyce. Joyce and rejoice. I made it. They bought me. I got it. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
For all Humpty Dumpty's men?
Yeah. For the film. Oh, wouldn't it break you up?
Hey, hold it a minute, honey. What about the play? You have a contract. Run of the play.
Oh, Lou Morris will get me out of that somehow. Oh, I mean, sugar, this is the big one.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Only how soon?
That isn't firmed up yet.
Firmed up yet. There's a great little showbiz phrase.
Oh, why do you have to be so difficult?
Who's being difficult? You have a contract. Run of the play. How are we going to wiggle you out of your play contract?
Oh, Lou says that's no problem.
Yeah, I hope he's right.
This is my big chance. The movie. And it's a terrific part.
Who knows from movies? Okay, suppose it is. How do I get out of the show?
Oh, gee, Adam, what's the big problem? I go to Hollywood for whatever time it takes. You stay here till it closes. Oh, honey, let's not argue. We'll talk about it after the show tonight.
Well, what about dinner?
I'll just bring in a sandwich or something. Because now I'm going out to cocktails and like that with a producer and my agent.
Hey, you shouldn't be drinking before the show.
Oh, come on, Adam. I'm a big movie star now. And besides, you think I'm going to miss being at the Algonquin?
The moment I met Joyce Adams, I was lost. She had honey blonde hair, green blue cat's eyes, and a body. Wow. I mean, it isn't like talent is anything new to me. It's part of the theater, and theater's all of my life. I guess in the last 15 years, since I was like about 18, there hasn't been a legitimate production on Broadway, off or half off, I haven't seen or maybe been part of. And a body is a body, I always figured, until that evening in this little theater made out of an old shoe factory where they were doing Ibsen's Doll's House with Joyce playing Nora, the child wife. She was terrible, but like I said, the moment I saw her, I was gone. So, after the show, I talked her into going down to Phoebe's with me. Oh, that's the off-off Broadway Sardi's, so we could talk. You sure you don't want a real drink?
No. I just love cherry cream soda.
Oh.
I know it isn't good for my figure, but I just love it.
Yeah. Well, so far it doesn't seem to have done any damage. you want another?
Well, gee, could I? I mean, I don't even really know you.
Yeah, you'd really better watch out for me.
Well, you wouldn't tempt me all that much with cherry cream sodas. But what was this about a part in a real Broadway play?
Oh, it's a shot in the dark, Joyce. All right to call you that?
It's my name. What'd you say was yours?
Adam. Adam Duncan. You see, right now I'm a nobody. I'm an assistant stage manager and understudy on a production William Lloyd is putting on, The Duke and the Doll. They're looking for an unknown for the part of the doll.
Gee, isn't that the one where Judson Holmes is going to play the Duke?
That's right. And you would be just perfect for the part of the doll. Looking into those lovely sea-green, wide-open eyes, some alarm bell should have sounded somewhere inside me, telling me that this girl only existed from her eyes down. The attic was empty. But I was too zonked out to believe that, and events moved so fast I didn't have time to think about it. Because she got the part, and she was a smash, even if the show didn't get much in reviews. And anyway, who cared? Because the Sunday of the week we opened, Joyce and I were married and had a 24-hour honeymoon at Atlantic City.
Gosh, it's not as romantic as I always thought it would be. I just never thought it would be so cold at the beach.
Well, honey, it is the last day of October.
Yeah, but still, it's Atlantic City.
Oh, my adorable wife, you are something else. Too much.
Oh, I feel all warm and Scroogey. Let's go back to the hotel.
You know, it's the funniest thing. That's just what I had in mind, too. Joyce was like laughing gas. A whiff of her and you were in orbit. The 24 hours passed on cloud 8. And then we were back in New York and under the influence of another kind of excitement. Phones ringing, agents, offers, all the wild madness of overnight success. Oh, not the play. Joyce. And then suddenly, the plum of the year drops right in her lap. The chance to play the sex symbol in the year's hottest film property.
Honey, they're waiting for us at Sardi's. Let's go.
Hey, they can wait. They can wait. We've got to look a few things straight in the face.
My agent has the director meeting me, too, as well as Mr. Jenner, the producer.
Now, just stop a moment to talk to Mr. Adam Duncan, your stage manager and sometime husband.
What do you mean, sometime?
It's just a manner of speaking. Honey, you can't go signing for a movie while you're still under a theater contract.
Oh, they don't need me. Mr. Holmes is a star. They can get anybody for me.
Sure. That's why your phone is ringing and you're getting all the offers while this cockamamie play has no advance and the only thing that keeps a box office alive is word of mouth about you.
Well, I don't like doing the same thing over and over again. And this is new. This is a movie. What I always wanted to do.
Joyce, you just don't know. It's a jungle out there. They eat up little girls like you and spit them down the drain. The theater's something else.
You mean you don't want me to be a star?
I don't want you to get the fever. Nothing comes easy in this business.
Well, I don't know. I've been pretty lucky so far. Anyway, it's what I want to do.
I mean, what kind of money are they talking about?
Oh, that's up to Lou, isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, what are you going to live on out there? Can we swing it on our budget?
Oh, I'll live with Janice, of course. My sister. Remember?
It isn't exactly the best time to move in with her. I mean, she just lost her husband.
Oh, he was a big mistake.
Mistake or not, I thought your sister Janice was trying to sell the house.
Well, she hasn't yet. And by the time she gets a buyer, we're going to be rich, and I'm going to be famous. So now can I go to Sardi's? I've never been able to go there ever before and feel really important.
So we went to Sardi's, and I was a fifth wheel. But Joyce was in seventh heaven, and everything went off like a storybook, and a star was on the way to being born. She was signed, let out of a contract with the Duke and the doll, and off she went to the Golden Capital. Within 6 weeks, the show she left died, and I caught the first plane for the coast. The moment I hit L.A., I headed straight for Chelsea Drive, right off Coldwater Canyon, near the Beverly Canyon Hotel. That was where Mrs. Westrew, Joyce's widowed sister, lived. I rang the bell. The door opened, and there was the woman I loved that I'd been aching for the last month and a half. And I gobbled her up in my arms. Oh, baby, oh, darling, my beloved.
Wait.
You ask a man who has lived on less than bread and water to
listen,
wait.
You crazy man.
I will listen to nothing but total surrender.
That's marvelous, Adam, except you've got the wrong girl.
Oh, don't try to foist me off, babes. Oh, tell me you're gone Hollywood. You're my girl, and you better know
but
it.
But I'm not.
And why not?
I'm not, Joy.
What?
I'm Janice. I'm her sister.
You what? Come on, Joyce, what's the rib? What are you giving me? Hey, you're being for real? You were Joyce's sister, but I mean...
Didn't she tell you we were twins?
Yeah, sure, I guess she said twins. I just thought sister. But, whew, this is just not possible.
What?
Well, I mean, people look like each other, but... Well, sure, it's been a few weeks since I saw Joyce... Think I'd know my own wife. Hey, you're putting me on?
Honestly, I'm not.
I should have known. Actually, you don't sound anything like each other.
Oh, I'm the second fiddle.
No, I didn't mean that. You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
And obviously you're the loveliest looking woman I've ever known since I can't tell you from my wife.
Well, I'm sure you'll find enough differences between us so you won't be confused.
Such a simple statement, and yet how prophetic it was to prove to be. Meeting Joyce later that day when she came back from the studio, it was weird. I mean, I was acutely aware of the differences, and not just only in the sound of the voice.
It's a drag, but it's exciting, too. Only I just get so strung out. I mean, I am pooped. I just want to lie down and sleep.
Yeah, well, I'm glad my arrival's giving you such a lift.
Honey, you know I'm glad to see you. It's just I'm so tired.
Okay, so you're tired.
Now you're mad at me.
I'm not mad. You just don't seem exactly spaced out that I'm back with you again.
Oh, don't you worry about that, babykin. Your little Joyce loves you all, too. Oh, let me just pop a pep pill. Then I'll have a bath. And then I'll show you just how much. You're my number one man. You're my fella. You're my big daddy. And don't you ever think for one minute I'd ever let you go.
Who wants to go? I just arrived.
I'm never going to let you go again. I'm never going to be without you. I'm just going to hang around you like a little old anchor around your neck. I love you, Adam. I need you. And the only way you'll ever be rid of your baby doll is for me to die. You ever wanted to walk out on me, you'd have to kill me first.
I smothered that kind of crazy talk with a kiss. Only the terrible thing was that as I held Joyce, felt her move against me in all the old exciting ways, behind my closed eyes, the face and the body was the same. But my ears were remembering that low, musical voice of Janice's. Her even, steady, amused, and gentle sureness. And the impression I'd gotten of a strong and subtle intelligence. Joyce's twin. Identical in appearance, but so different in character. And even as I kissed my wife hungrily, I couldn't banish the earlier embrace I had held her sister in. And insistently, terribly, a phrase was ringing in my head in Joyce's tinkly, phony, jangling, baby doll voice. If you ever wanted to walk out on me, you'd have to kill me first.
What would it be like, do you suppose, to fall in love with a woman and then find that she wasn't the only one of her kind? And if you liked the second image better, could you change partners? Or would the desire to do that lead you to incredible lengths that you could never dream of? I shall return shortly with Act Two.
When a woman buys a shirt for her man, it's usually a pretty good sign that she loves him. And because she loves him, she wants that shirt to be something special. Something you'll be happy with for a long time, even if he's hard to please. Buying a shirt for the man she loves is one place a woman doesn't want to miss. That's why for a long time now, women have been buying more Arrow shirts than any other kind, because it's hard to miss with Arrow. Arrow makes shirts that look good, feel good, and fit good from the collar to the tail. Shirts that look like today, but don't look like yesterday a month after you bought them. Shirts that are worth exactly what they cost, button for button and stitch for stitch. For the man you love, even if he's hard to please, it's hard to miss with Arrow.
It's hard to miss with Arrow.
We don't know anyone who doesn't like to be praised for a job well done. At Mancuso Chevrolet in Skokie, we enjoy hearing things like, "Thanks, Bill," or "Nice job, Joe." But when a customer actually takes the time to put his feelings in writing, well, take this letter we got the other day, addressed to Jim Mancuso. "Dear Mr. Mancuso, in 1956, we bought a new Chevy two-door at Mancuso, the first of what was to be an astonishing string of them. 21 Chevrolets in a row. Needless to say, we've been more than happy with your prices and service work. I don't know how unique this story is to warrant its retelling, but you have my permission if you wish. Maybe someone else would enjoy 21 years of carefree car ownership, too. Sincerely, Charles W. Bracken." Thank you, Charlie Bracken. Mancuso Chevrolet, 4700 Gulf Road in Skokie, one block east of Old Orchard Shopping Center. Now open Sundays, too.
It occurs to me that I didn't mean to be chauvinistic. Why dwell only on the one male unequal side of our isosceles triangle? There are the other equal sides, or at least by normal measurement, that now demand some study and exploration. The females, Joyce and Janice, identical twins physically, but how diverse as individuals. How stressful or how violent will their contrasting personalities threaten the slender figure of the triangle? Three simple straight lines which presently join, but under opposing forces, could be blown out of existence. For example.
Hello?
Janice, it's Adam.
You're beginning to recognize me.
Oh, I can always tell you now.
By my voice?
By so many other things.
Adam, if you want to talk to Joyce, I'm afraid you're out of luck.
Well, isn't she home from the studio yet? Van Williams always stopped shooting on the dot of five.
And our baby doll always comes straight home. And on the stroke of 5:30 is...
Oh, not wallowing in the bubble bath again.
Every night. It's a ritual.
With the radio blaring away, I'll bet. You know, that worries me.
Oh, my husband said it's built in. There's no danger. Even with wet hands.
Even acid rock.
Well, not my favorite brand of music, but...
Well, then why don't you object?
Because she's my favorite sister. Why'd you call, Adam?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of tickets for the ballet. It's Romeo and Juliet with Champlain and Asturieff. I was going to ask her if she'd like to meet me downtown. Oh, no, look, tell her I have the tickets, and I'll drive home and pick her up, okay?
Okay. Lucky bums.
I'm sorry I couldn't get three, Jen. But...
Oh, I was just pulling your leg. I've got packing and general house cleaning to do anyway.
Packing?
Well, none of your business. Now, you get back here and take your wife out so you can fall in love with her all over again. And don't mind me if I sound jealous. It's only because I am. Ciao, Bello.
I hung up with one word ringing in my ear, churning in my stomach, shaking me up, but good.
jealous.
I told myself it was accidental, just kidding around, but I knew better. No matter how deep I tried to bury the truth, 2 weeks living in the same house with both Joyce and Janice had taught me that. 2 weeks. I knew it within 2 minutes after I'd met Janice. Remember the old ads? Which twin has the Tony? Well, I knew which twin should have the Adam. But I couldn't admit that to myself. I brushed it out of my mind and went home. Joyce! Joyce, you still in there? Joyce, it's Adam. Turn that damn radio down.
What did you say?
I said, turn the damn... I just wanted you to turn the radio off so you could hear me.
I can hear you.
Are you still in the bathtub?
No, honey, I'm just coming out.
Hello, precious. You're late getting home.
Yeah.
I didn't have anyone to scrub my bath.
I was finding myself a job.
Job?
Yeah, not much, but a good start with a classic rep.
What's that?
Oh, it's like off-Broadway New York. Maybe more like off-off.
No money.
Yeah, that's where we started. But it's my kind of theater.
Oh, lover, we're in the big time now.
You are, not me.
Well, I don't see why you have to waste your time with culture and all that jazz. I mean, what's in it for you?
Oh, satisfaction, excitement, balm for my immortal soul. And something very special for tonight. The producer can't use them, and he gave them to me.
Gave you what?
Two tickets for Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Shakespeare? Come on, baby, I'm tired. Anyway, you made me sit through that play once. I thought it would never end.
No, this isn't the play. It's the ballet with the Tchaikovsky music.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Ballet? That really bores me out of my gourd.
It's with Champlain and Astoria.
Who?
Joyce, they're the top dancers in the world.
Okay, honey. If it's all that important to you, why don't you take Jan? I'll just watch some TV. Terry Sayles has a special on tonight. I just don't want to miss it.
That schlock comic?
He fractures me. I mean, he really lays me out. Oh, I know you don't go for him. So take Jan to the ballet. Look, if it was any other woman, I wouldn't let you out of the door. But I know you're safe with Jan.
But that was the whole trouble. I wasn't safe with Jan at all. Nor was she very safe with me. I guess that's the only reason she was with me that night. Because on the way home, after turning off Sunset onto Coldwater, just as we came to Chelsea Drive, she said...
Don't turn, Adam. Just keep going.
Where?
To the next right. Into the Ellsworths' driveway.
Okay.
And cut your lights.
Why here?
They're away.
Okay.
Cut the motor. We've got to talk about things, get some things straight. Particularly after tonight.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes.
Maybe that's the greatest thing about ballet. No words needed. Like us.
Oh, don't. It's what we have to talk about.
We don't need any words to tell each other that.
Oh, no. Adam, Darling.
I've been wanting to do this again on purpose ever since it happened by accident.
No more than I. No. It's the last thing I meant to happen.
Yeah, or I expected to.
It isn't why I brought you here.
Then why?
I'm going away. Oh, please don't. Please don't touch me, please.
Going away? Where?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Around the world.
But when?
Well, the sooner the better, wouldn't you say?
Well, that's no answer.
Well, neither is this. Or how we feel about each other. So what is...
All right. Look, we sit down. We face facts like three rational people.
Well, that's just the trouble. We can't.
Why not?
Because Joyce and I are not only sisters. We're twins. Identical twins. Hurting her would be just as... more difficult than trying to hurt myself.
All right. Now hold it.
She needs you, Adam.
For what? T-
to teach her how to act so she doesn't go to the studio and fall flat on her pretty face. That's all she needs me for.
No, it isn't. But even if it were, it would be enough. It's what she's wanted all her life. It would kill her if she lost it just when it was in her hands.
What?
Being a star. Listen. She was the second of us to arrive. She's always been number two, or felt that way. And now she's number one, a career, a husband, and probably a lot of money. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Why not?
Because so long as she lives, I've promised myself I'd never willingly do anything to hurt her. Nor would I want to. We're two people by accident, you see. Actually, we're only one.
I tried, but I knew it was hopeless. No amount of argument would change Janice's mind. So we drove home. She went up to her bed. And after a stiff drink, I went up to mine. And Joyce. Fortunately, as I opened the door, I could hear that Joyce was asleep. I crossed to her bed and looked down on her. A shaft of moonlight lit her face. And I looked in wonder and amazement at the woman I married, who could just as easily have been the woman I now loved. And suddenly, horribly, the memory of some accidental words of Jan sprang up in my mind as if written there in fire.
As long as she lives, I've promised myself I'd never do anything willingly to hurt her.
I undressed quickly and got into bed. But it was a long time before I could get to sleep. Usually I have to wake and turn off the alarm in the morning. But this morning, Joyce actually got to it first. While she was in the bathroom getting ready for the studio car to pick her up, I lay in a half day.
Where did the time go? I'm late.
Oh, I thought you had the day off.
Oh, I did, and then there was something the matter with one of the reels of film yesterday. We got a reshoot.
Oh, you want me to get you some breakfast?
No, I haven't time to get it on the set. Oh, how was last night?
I was heaven. You should have been there.
Not me. That ballet scene leaves me cold. So how did you and Jan get along?
Oh, you know how I get along with your sister. I love her.
My twin sister.
Don't have to be told that. It's tough enough to tell you apart.
Yeah. It's kind of like why I brought the subject up. See, we're strange. Awful strange, Adam. People like me and Jan. They're special vibes, and no ordinary person could know just how special.
That's bad?
No. Most of the times it's good. I wouldn't want them ever to be bad. But you see, sometimes I get screwy ideas. I know I'm not all that bright. I try to forget I have them, but I had this dream last night, and I want to tell you something.
The dream?
No, just about it. I mean, well, I know it was way out, but it made me think. What if you should like Jan better than me?
Joyce, I'm your husband.
Well, I put it another way. If anything happened to me, would you turn to Jan?
How can I answer a question like that?
You don't have to. I will. I'm going to tell you. Oh, the studio car. Just let me put it this way. If I ever lost you anyway to anyone, you know something?
What?
You'd never get anything from it, because you can't ever get rid of me. Alive or dead, I'm going to haunt you the rest of my life. How's that for the crazies? Ooh, I love you, Adam Duncan. Keep the home fires burning.
The things that people think. It was all clear as glass. Joyce, the clinging vine who would never leave me. Jan, the woman I loved, who would never have anything to do with me as long as Joyce was alive. A simple enough equation. The only escape was for Joyce to die. But how? Would I have the nerve? And how could I get away with it?
Who are any of us to criticize? Haven't we all, in anger, despair, or frustration, uttered threats,
sometimes out loud, or perhaps only in the mind, that were mad enough to kill someone, or you drive me so crazy I could murder you. But of course, none of us ever did anything about it. Will Adam Duncan? I'll return shortly with Act Three.
To get your car started this winter, start getting it in shape right now with auto supplies from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you about those featured in their Winter Driving Values ad in this month's Popular Science magazine. For example, the TrueTest Lifetime Battery. It still puts out 5,000 watts of power even at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, so you can be sure your car will start on cold mornings. And it comes with a lifetime guarantee. Add Gold Eagle Gummer Chaser to your car's gas tank or carburetor to protect the engine against icing and stop stalling. A pint is just 88 cents. And winter can be just as hard on your car's body as it is on your own. So protect your car with a Duro Rust Proofing Kit, just $9.99. It includes everything you need to prevent rust, both inside and out. So see these winter driving values in this month's Popular Science magazine and get them at participating True Value hardware stores. Remember, True Value, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business.
Now, no matter where you live in the Great Northwest Territory, there's a Northwest Federal Savings Center nearby. Because now there are 5 Northwest Federal doors that open to savings. We're celebrating with over 30 eye-opening gifts. All name brand items like a Waterpik water purifier or a Presto Minute Burger, Webster's new collegiate dictionary, and outdoor sweepers, alarm clocks, and cookie makers. And they're free or at greatly reduced prices when you save $250 or more at any Northwest Federal Savings Center. Now in 5 convenient locations and open 63 hours a week. You can save before work, Monday through Friday, all day Wednesday, Friday evenings until 8, Saturdays until 5. But take advantage of this gift celebration at the Northwest Federal Savings Center nearest you soon. Because this gift opportunity lasts only until October the 11th, 1976. One gift per family, please.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
WBBM Chicago.
Adam Duncan is now convinced that he can never have Janice unless Joyce is dead. And equally convinced that the same is true unless death seems incontrovertibly accidental. It's been an agonizing week for him as the day of Janice's departure draws closer and closer. And he has still not solved the how of Joyce's death. Now, at the last moment, he feels he has. And I'm only going to be omniscient enough to tell you that as far as the police are concerned, he could get away with it.
Who is it?
Adam, Jan. Hey, what's all this?
Oh, I didn't expect you home in the middle of the day. Just stuff I'm getting ready to move out.
Oh? When?
End of the week.
Does Joyce know about this?
Of course.
Well, you might have told me. I guess we'll have to find somewhere else to live.
Oh, no, the house is yours.
I can't afford it.
Joyce can. Who cares? I can. There wasn't much in my marriage with Jim, but he did leave me more money than I'll ever need, so the house is yours.
It isn't a house I care about. It's who is in it.
Well, we've solved that question. You and Joyce.
And if there shouldn't be a Joyce?
Things are as they are. What can we do, Adam? But leave it at that.
That really should have settled it. But I wasn't willing to let it go at that. Suddenly I knew how to get away with it. It was just a matter of timing. In all the hours I sat and thought about it, the best thing I had going was habit. A meticulous director who bent over backwards never to work into overtime. A wife who felt it necessary to soak herself in a bubble bath every night and to drown herself in cheap rock music. The factor of time. And a cocktail party where I was going to be highly visible at the Ford Hotel on Wilshire Boulevard. That involved Janice as well. When it came, as Shakespeare says, to the sticking point, it was really all so simple. One tube was all I had to take out of that sybaritic bathroom radio set.
Who is that?
Adam!
Come on in, baby.
No radio?
Well, it conked out. Something wasn't working. How come you're here so early?
I sneaked out. Must have been clairvoyant. Look what I have for you.
A portable radio. Now, how did you know I needed a lift?
Oh, let's just call it ESP. Plug this in first. Is that your speed?
Yeah. That's Hindenburg and the satellite. Man, that is love. You could turn it down.
Forget it. What's worth doing is worth doing well. You go for this, don't you?
My kind of music.
You take it over Tchaikovsky?
Yes. Does it matter all that much?
No, Joyce. Nothing with us could ever matter that much. Or anything. Here. Take it all, baby.
What are you doing? That's dangerous.
We've been living dangerously, baby, and you give me no way out.
You'll never get rid of me.
I don't know what I really expected. Probably the last thing that it would be all so easy.
The easy walk through the shrubbery to the Ellsworth driveway, picking my car up unseen and driving to meet Janice as if nothing had happened, right on the dot of six, as was planned, with plenty of people to see us at that specific hour. While back in the bathroom, portable clock radio lay in the bathtub as dead as the woman that shared it, its hands recording the time of her death as 16 minutes after six, the moment the short circuit had stopped the radio and Joyce.
Where do you suppose Joyce is?
Search me. I came straight over from my agent's office.
Did you call before you left?
Sure, sure. I thought maybe I could pick her up. She said she'd just gotten home and would come over by herself, so I headed straight here.
Mm. Maybe we ought to give her a ring. She might have fallen asleep.
Yeah, let's see. 6:45. Maybe we ought to.
We went through the mockery of a call to a woman long dead, but who was to appear as having just died in the subsequent police investigation. The timing was perfect. The alibi unassailable. The verdict, death through misadventure. And I was free, as was Janice. The only problem in the way of our future together was to bide our time. I should say my time, since Janice was no part of what I'd done. I had bought our future. I simply had to wait a little while for delivery, I thought.
Yes? Oh, I really don't think it's a very good time to speak to her husband. Oh, yes, Mr. Duncan is here, but we've just returned from the funeral, and I... Well, hold on. Just a moment, please.
Yes, Mr. Bonner. Yeah, I understand. Sure, I see your problem. Well, not right at the moment, but... Well, by Monday, after the weekend, I might be able to make more sense. As I beg your pardon? Oh, sure, sure. That's very kind of you. Yes, yes, it has been a sad loss. Thank you.
That was Joyce's producer, wasn't it?
Yes. Ghoul.
What do you mean?
Oh, just what I said. Another in the general school of Barracuda. He's got a major film over 3/4 completed. Without Joyce, he's got about $3-4 million of film he might as well dump in the sea or burn up. Unless...
Unless what?
Well, do I have to tell you?
Oh, no. Oh, not me, Adam. I'm not an actress. I've got nothing to offer them.
You were the only person in the world nobody could tell apart from Joyce.
But you yourself. I mean, you know I don't sound anything like her.
Oh, thank God. Well, that's a trick you could learn. I could teach you.
No, what for? I don't care about you, Mr. Bonner, or his old picture. Let him worry about it.
Sure, sure, of course. But, well, it is a lousy break for him. I mean, what happened to Joyce and... could mean a lot to our future.
Our future?
Well, I hope after this is all over, we are going to have one.
Oh, Adam... I'm scared.
Why?
A could I make anyone else understand who hasn't been, who hasn't been the other half of someone else?
The other is dead.
Don't make it sound so cruel.
I didn't mean to. It's just the way things are. Except for Bonner.
Bonner?
The film. Now, look, would you be willing to complete it if I helped you?
All right, Adam. If it's what you want and it's right for us, I'll do it.
Oh, I was the mastermind. I held all the strings in my hand. I knew just what I was doing, and I was invincible. But what I offered a lost director and a frantic producer with a $3 to $4 million bomb on his hands, I was set for life. If I could only teach Janice to sound as much like Joyce as she looked.
You wanted me dead. How can you dare to resurrect me? Resurrect me.
It was a dream. Joyce's voice in my ears. Sure, I had been recalling it, but in memory, not in actuality. Was I awake or asleep? Joyce, Joyce, is that you?
Who else?
You're dead.
For everyone else, except you.
Suddenly, I was awake, bathed in sweat. Joyce was dead. I had gotten rid of her. How could she be alive?
But golly, I don't want to get shot at or anything.
I'll look out for you, baby.
And all the other things you promised me?
It goes with the job, too.
A penthouse apartment? Mink? No, Sable? And one of them long cars with a chauffeur?
Anything you want, sweetheart, so long as you pay the price.
What's the price?
You never know that till someone hands you the bill. Hey, Jan, this is great.
That I can sound like my kid sister?
Well, like in the flesh.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't put it that way. She is dead, you know.
Yes, I guess I ought to.
But sometimes I wonder if you do. Look, if it means so much, yes, I'll fill in and finish the movie. But after that, I only want to be myself.
Most people don't know the tedium, the endless amount of takes, the close-ups, the medium shots, and, of course, the master shots that cover everything. It would be hard to explain to the average person that a simple phrase like, I love you, might have to be repeated again and again, maybe 20, 30, 40 times. And not necessarily the way you might want to say it yourself, but patterned and inflected, just as the director, the producer, the power behind the camera might dictate. And so, for 6 or 7 endless weeks, Janice submitted herself to the forces which had shaped her twin sister. And finally, the picture was over, and she came home.
We're finished, Adam.
Hey, today was the wrap?
Yep.
Oh, that's great, Jan. What a relief.
You're really all that happy, sweetie pie?
Of course. Now you don't have to sound like Joyce anymore. You can be yourself.
I can be what?
Yourself, Janice. The woman I love.
But I am the woman you love.
Come on, Janice. Knock it off. You don't have to sound like that silly kid sister of yours.
You mean the woman you married?
I mean the woman I married the second time.
What?
Come on, honey. What are you doing to me? I married Joyce, which was a mistake. Then I married you, which was the best thing I ever did in my life.
Are you so sure? I mean, baby, baby, sweetheart. You love me all that much?
Okay, okay, Janice, cut it out.
Janice?
Are you all right?
Well, that's the question you should be asking yourself, lover. Which of us did you really marry? And which of us did you kill?
What?
You know how it is with twins. There's an ESP that no one else could understand. Whatever happens to one strikes a mirror chord in the other.
You know?
Huh? Know what, darling? Huh? Why do you look so terrified?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't even know who you are.
Your wife, darling. I can answer that.
Yeah, I know, but which one? Which?
But won't it be interesting for you to try to figure out?
No.
I mean, since I have the money, where can you run?
No.
Whatever you paid into this marriage, I promise you, you'll get exactly what you bought. So think of me as I am, big lover, or as you made me, because I'm yours till death do us part.
Quite recently, there was a disturbance on the Golden Gate Bridge. A man had climbed into the superstructure with the object of committing suicide. Despite heroic efforts by the police, the man, an unemployed member of several theatrical unions, plunged to his death. He was identified by his wife, a resident of Los Angeles, as Adam Duncan. I'll be back shortly.
Reach out and touch her, thunder the sunshine. Reach on with a gift of love from the florist of FTD.
The FTD Sunshiner is an enchanting bouquet of daisies and other sun-bright flowers that will bring sunshine into her day the moment she receives it. It's a sunny way of remembering birthdays, anniversaries, or any happy occasion. Your florist can send the Sunshiner almost anywhere by wire. If you say, send it the FTD way.
All you gotta do is reach out and touch her. Send her the Sunshiner. Reach out and touch her. Send her the Sunshiner. Reach on with a gift of love from the florist of FTD. Come on and reach on with a gift of love from the florist of FTD.
Hemorrhoid sufferers, the proof is here. Proof from leading doctors and hospitals of a medication that helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. It's doctor-tested, hospital-tested Preparation H. Hundreds of tests prove that in many cases, Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief of occasional pain and itch and helps shrink swollen, inflamed hemorrhoidal tissues. Preparation H, ointment or suppositories, use only as directed. Doctor-tested, hospital-tested Preparation H helps shrink swollen hemorrhoidal tissues.
If your attic has less than 6 inches of insulation on the floor, you're being robbed every day without ever knowing it. To stop the under-insulation robber and possibly save up to 30% on the cost of fuel to heat and cool your home, inspect your attic. Then see your neighborhood CertainTeed building materials dealer or insulation contractor. CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation will stop that robber once and for all.
Not all stories are pleasant, as indeed not all people are. The happiest thing to dwell on is how few... Oh, now I must search for a careful word. What shall it be? Well, let's settle for an old-fashioned word. Rotters, no-gooders. Anyway, human beings with nothing much to recommend them get away with murder. Or do they? Certainly not in my stories. They always have to pay when it comes to the end. Our cast, Marion Seldes and Paul Hecht. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
CBS News follows on WBBM Chicago. Think of your True Value Hardware store as a first aid station, the place to find help for disabled battery-operated devices. Rayovac heavy-duty supercell batteries last far longer than standard general-purpose batteries. In fact, they can last 2 times longer in most sizes. So they'll keep your camera, radio, tape recorder, calculator, kids' toys, and all battery-operated devices working far longer. And Rayovac backs all these heavy-duty supercell batteries with their guarantee. If these batteries should leak and damage any device in which they're used, Rayovac will fix or replace that device free of charge. True Value Hardware stores offer Rayovac heavy-duty supercells in a wide range of sizes. And they offer the 6-volt lantern battery, too, for just $1.69. Get help for disabled battery-operated devices. Rayovac heavy-duty supercell batteries from participating True Value Hardware stores. True Value, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business.
CBS News. The head of the nation's largest Polish-American association has received a personal apology from President Ford. I'm Jerry Landy, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mr. Ford phoned Aloysius Mazewski of Chicago Friday afternoon to apologize for saying that Poland and its Eastern European neighbors were not dominated by the Soviet Union. Mazewski is president of the Polish-American Congress. The Congress is the umbrella association for 3,000 Polish-American organizations.
The president called to tell me about what really happened, that he apologized for the fact that this is not the real thinking of his, that he's a firm believer in the self-determination of Eastern European countries, that he's been to Poland, and he knows that the deep desire of the Polish citizens for liberty. He also knows their deep desire to get rid of the Russian divisions that are stationed there.
The president had said on the Wednesday night debate that the Soviet Union did not dominate Eastern Europe. White House correspondents were not told of the president's call to Mazewski. Publicly Friday, Mr. Ford tried further to clarify his position in a California speech, but he made no outright apology, as he reportedly did to Mazewski. More news after this.
It's Sunday morning, and you're driving the gang up to Lake Wanahatchee, Mommy. In the back of the station wagon, the kids are playing a little game. It sounds like handball. In the front seat, your wife is wrestling with a map. Mm-mm, the map wins. Suddenly up ahead, you see what you all need. Breakfast at McDonald's.
You're the one. At last, the weekend's here. You're the one. Families together, the road is clear.
Start your weekend with breakfast at McDonald's. There's hotcakes and sausage topped with syrup and butter, fresh eggs scrambled in butter and served with sausage, and our own breakfast sandwich, Egg McMuffin, made with Canadian bacon. Get your family together and let McDonald's get your breakfast together.
Bring your family, you know you should. Put a great start on your weekend.
You're on your way again, and you feel great.
Oh, oh. At McDonald's, we do it all for you.
Two European countries launched austerity programs Friday to counter runaway inflation and anemic currencies. In Italy, the government proposed to Parliament the partial freezing of high salaries, abolition of midweek holidays. Premier Giulio Andreotti also ordering higher train and post office rates and raising the price of gasoline to $2.22 a gallon. The Spanish government has announced a series of measures to cut energy consumption, drastically cut the inflow of oil and other imports, and imposed a 60-day price freeze on goods and services. In a follow-up to the publicized Kissinger mission to Africa, the British have taken the next public step toward peaceful change in southern Africa. In London, Bob Dyke reports.
The British have named a date for the planned biracial conference on Rhodesia, October the 25th, and they have named a place for the gathering, Geneva, Switzerland, and not southern Africa, as the British would have preferred. The anticipated conference will be presided over by Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Ivor Richard. Foreign Secretary Anthony Crossland plans to meet with black and white Rhodesian conference delegates in Geneva a few days in advance of the assembly, whose purpose is to establish an interim government during Rhodesia's constitutional changeover from the Ian Smith regime to black majority rule. As to who the delegates will be, that's a subject on which the British Foreign Office will not comment at the moment, other than to say they will be identified by the British Foreign Secretary in the course of a progress report to the House of Commons, probably on Tuesday. Bob Dyke for CBS News, London.
In South Africa, Prime Minister John Vorster held a 6-hour meeting with the leaders of the nation's tribal reserves and then rejected their plea for a multiracial convention to talk about the country's racial tensions. Police in Port of Spain, Trinidad, say they've detained two Venezuelans in connection with the Wednesday crash of a Cuban jetliner. The plane crashed in the sea off Barbados, the pilot reporting there'd been an explosion aboard. Now this.
The paints that Sears used in Boston's Old North Church are now on sale. Save $4 on Easy Living Paint, Sears' best flat finish interior latex. Save $4 on Sears' best semi-gloss, both cover in one coat for a tough, beautiful finish that later stands up to years of washing. Regularly $11.99, now each $7.99 a gallon. Save $4 each on Easy Living and Sears' best semi-gloss for great American homes like yours. No question about it, it was a grand and glorious Fourth. That's the way we celebrated our bicentennial. But an even more... important date is coming, November 2nd. This is Charles Osgood, CBS News, urging you to celebrate this bicentennial election day with your vote. A reminder from the CBS Radio Network.
Stocks fell on Friday to their lowest level generally in nearly 8 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at closing was down 12.71 to 952.38. On the New York Exchange, average price per share was down 30 cents. On the MX, down 6 cents. Analysts attribute the softness to election uncertainty, indications of sluggishness in the economy, higher prices, and lack of improvement in the latest unemployment figures. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
We're those news people. CBS Radio for the Midwest. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
This is Alan Bickley on News Radio 78. Tonight's weather outlook: fair skies with a chance of scattered frost in the suburbs, and then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers toward morning. Low in the mid to low 40s near Lake Michigan, and in the mid to low 30s in the suburbs. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. Down to the low 30s on Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny and warm with a high in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees now at Midway Airport, 51 at Chicago's lakefront, 39 at O'Hare Field. The humidity is 65% and the wind is southwest at 4 miles per hour. And I'll have details in the news in just a moment.
In the next 59 seconds, you will hear about a remarkable opportunity for everyone between the ages of 50 and 80. Guaranteed life insurance, with no physical examination and no medical questions. If you thought you couldn't buy life insurance at your age, or thought you'd have to pay ridiculously high premiums, you owe it to yourself to call now for free information about Prime Life 50 Plus by the Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Now, because of the 2-year limited benefit period, if you are age 50 to 80, you cannot be turned down, and your premium will be just $6.95 a month. This offer expires soon, so call by October 31st for free information in the mail. Here's the number.
800-243-5676. This offer expires soon, so call now, 800-243-5676. Or write to Insurance, WBBM, Box 11900, Chicago 60611. Democrat Adlai Stevenson and Republican Senator Charles Mathias debated world affairs and foreign policy tonight before the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations. Frank Renard has a report.
Senator Adlai Stevenson represented the Democratic position, Senator Charles Mathias the Republican, and about 200 members of the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations sat as judges. As the Democrat, Stevenson was, as expected, critical of the Republican administration's policies and actions, such as Secretary of State Henry Kissinger's recent efforts in Africa.
Dr. Kissinger did not discover Africa until he discovered the Soviet presence in Africa. By then, it was too late to help settle affairs in South Africa by force, by whirlwind diplomacy, or the largesse which characterizes the Secretary's methods. History overtook the administration again, this time even before it could reap an election year dividend.
The Republican Mathias did not respond. His remarks were confined to a discussion of NATO and of the strategic arms limitation talks. In Wilmette, this is Frank Renard.
The Polish-American Political League has endorsed Democrat Michael Howlett for governor. A spokesman for the league says it's supporting Howlett because he has worked for job opportunities for Americans of Eastern European heritage while he was state auditor and secretary of state. Mayor Daley is working to get a large turnout of Chicagoans with ties to Eastern Europe to welcome Jimmy Carter when he comes to town on Sunday. Daley is hoping to cash in on President Ford's statement that the Soviets do not dominate Poland, Romania, and Yugoslavia. Party sources say signs are now being painted, which cast Carter in the image of a savior of the captive nations. Chicago Alderman Roman Puchinski, who is a Polish-American, says Mayor Daley shouldn't expect all Poles to cross over to Carter because of Ford's statement on Eastern Europe.
It's very dangerous to deal in such broad strokes, even within the ethnic communities. And when we say ethnic, let's, for instance, in this case, talk about the Slavic, Central European Slavic people whose homelands or parents' homelands are now under Soviet control. Even there, you're not going to find any kind of uniformity. For someone to say that this slip by the president is going to throw X thousands of votes the other way is just not being realistic.
But he says the Carter campaign will be held to the extent that the Eastern European issue takes Catholic voters' minds off Carter's views on abortion.